27-year-old Zambian woman found dead at boyfriend's house in Botswana. Chingola residents are called for urgent resumption of Chiwampala road works. In African news, DR Congo agrees to take deportees from the U.S. In detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 27-year-old woman, Nasilele Nkumbi, of Katoya village under Chief Sekute in Kazungula District, Southern Province, has been found dead at a boyfriend's house in Botswana. The incident occurred between April 5th at 20 hours and April 6th at 05 hours in New Stanza, Kazungula, on the Botswanan side. Her uncle, Brighton Mwampole, 63, reported her death to Kazungula Police Station on April 6, stating that she had died after a short illness. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed that preliminary findings indicate no foul play. Ms. Mukumbi reportedly complained of fever upon arrival in Botswana on April 3rd. She was found unresponsive in the early hours of April 6th. The Botswana police inspected the scene, conducted photography, and certified the death at Kasane Hospital. The body is currently in the mortuary awaiting post-mortem examination and repatriation. Kazungula police from the Zambian side also inspected the body and confirmed no visible injuries. Some residents of Chingola have criticized government over the stalled rehabilitation of Chiwampala Road. Speaking on behalf of the community, Humphrey Kabwe says the project has been abandoned for over 6 months, leaving residents exposed to excessive dust and making travel difficult for motorists. He adds that the situation has disrupted access to key facilities, including Chawama Clinic and the Chiwampala Cemetery. Mr. Kabwe has called on government to urgently resume work on the road, emphasizing that residents deserve better service delivery. He also expressed concern that despite visits by senior government officials, little attention has been given to the road's condition.
Neglecting rehabilitation of Chiwampala Road in Chingola, which they started and later abandoned it, It has been over 6 months now, and the contractor has never returned to the site, and residents who live along this road are eating the dust while mute over the status of this road. Would like to challenge you, rehabilitation of this road to easy movement of people to Chawama Clinic and Chiwempala Cemetery.
A subsistence farmer in Kaprimbonji has called on government to explore ways to maximize water harvesting in the district. Charles Mwewa says the stakeholders should find strategies to fully harness water resources and avoid wastage. In an interview with Kombon Ready News, Mr. Mwewa emphasized the need to create channels and build more reservoirs to conserve water. He also urged authorities to enforce penalties on individuals who encroach on water infrastructure. Mr. Mwewa made the call amid the ongoing water challenges the district has been facing.
Doesn't mean if today it's available, tomorrow it will be available. No. The other day, there will be some other changes. So what we need to do, number one, is to know how to harness and conserve, preserve the water which you have in a form that the other time you still need that water to make use of it. You can tap this water, put it in the dams. You remember the president said harvesting rain water.
Mm-hmm.
To harvest is not just to like harvesting maize cobs from the field. No, it's to redirect this water which is going to waste into reservoirs.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia has raised concerns over the growing trend of outsourcing in the country's mining sector. MUZA President Joseph Chewe says outsourcing is denying workers decent jobs, social security and better salaries as mining companies use it to avoid providing proper employment. He emphasized that Zambia's goal to reach 1 million tons of copper production in 2026 must go hand in hand with improved conditions for miners, including fair pay, safe working environments and job security. Mr. Chewe has also urged the government to establish a minimum wage that reflects the country's living conditions, allowing workers to meet their daily needs and contribute to their communities.
The challenge that we are currently grappling with is the issue of outsourcing. You may agree with me that the mining companies have shifted from the responsibility of employing direct employees with a decent job description, decent work, social security, better condition of service, representation unions, where we sit with management, the workers to negotiate fair conditions. This shift in this type of employment is a worrisome to the union as the country gets tried to get to the targets.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era, Tokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola maximwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Nitego, Zama Oja, Zamena Karandira, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
50 kg.